Yeah, unfortunately, there's, I mean, the Omo River and the contributory rivers now, the Pair Fund, the state has closed all systems for fishing until further notice. It's very disappointing. Let's hope that these 1,000 fish that we are at the peak, and that we'll see a change now happening soon, hopefully. I suppose before this, the river was only closed from the falls up as far as Merton Savage's Bridge. The rest of the river was open to the general public, and now they've closed all. Even the Loch Arra River now will be closed as well, because that's connected by waterways into Ballyclare and all other rivers. But what I'm hearing as well, like, this doesn't affect pike, perch, roach or anything else, so it just seems to be around the salmon that is affected most, and it's hard for the people, the staff that are working down there as well, between that their job is to look after salmon and to be down there now every day pulling hundreds of salmon out of the Ballyclare Bay. It's not great, and I suppose we're still finding out what exactly is it now. As you can see there, the outbreak they're saying is because of an outbreak of a disease, so we know it's some sort of a disease, but we don't know what it is yet. And I suppose what we need to find out as well, is it the quality of the water, is it the temperature of the water, or what is causing all these deaths?
And while there will be a thorough investigation carried out undoubtedly by the various agencies, it's important, I'm sure, from your perspective and the community, it's caused an awful lot of alarm, I'm sure, within the wider community. It's important that we get to the bottom of this as soon as possible.
Oh, definitely, because the likes of Ballyclare Bay is a very important bay for the community, as well as for the fishing community that comes and use the facilities. As I says, we're lucky enough that a lot of salmon has gone up the river, and it's just over the last month that we've started to come across the dead salmon now, and that, I suppose, we're lucky enough that we have all the people that's needed in the fisheries, and different departments are in there, and they're all working and supporting Ballyclare fishing community, and that's the most important thing here. And hopefully we will solve it, and hopefully it's not just that it's just in the Ballyclare area, that it's not affecting any other areas around the county as well. So we don't know if that's possible yet or not.